Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, most people don't understand this, but wealthy people don't wear clothes with flashy logos and prefer privacy instead. It's all about concealing their wealth. Unfortunately, women are really good at sniffing out rich slobs. If the guy doesn't have to work and spends his free time just hanging out, then odds are he's pretty wealthy. Also, the rich trick the poor into playing consumer status games because they profit by selling them overpriced purses and clothes. Moving on, in the Fallout television show, one of the characters was from the United States annexed territory of Canada. Actually, this would be the best case scenario. This would probably be the only way for Canada to turn things around at this point. It would probably see tons of development up north, with half of Canada's hydroelectric power being brought online for AI data centers and Bitcoin mining. Canada can also double its hydropower and power the entire country. Renewable clean energy, but it's too dumb to do it. Number three, people called me a wokey for not caring if this woman is playing Helen of Troy in Christopher Nolan's The Odyssey. I don't care so long as the acting, cinematography, and script are good. I doubt they will be, but I always give things a chance. I know it's probably going to end badly, and if it is, it's going to ruin Christopher Nolan's legacy. I haven't been disappointed by anything he's ever made before. Maybe there's a first time for everything. Up next, here's the difference between a sexist outfit and a feminist one. Can you spot the difference? Nothing much except who's wearing it, of course. I'll bet you half a truck full of hogs if you can actually find a feminist that good looking at a salon walk. Usually they're 300 pounds with faces only their mothers might love. The reason the outfit on the left is sexist is because it's usually found in video games, and women are jealous of the attention men give to games, and they want it for themselves instead. Here I fixed it. This is more like it. Number five, women are being told that if a man doesn't propose in 6 months, then move on. But if she's dating any sane, high-quality man, why would he propose these days? If he's a top man or the best that she can get, she will share him or even wait for many years before getting engaged. 6 months is not long enough because women can hide their craziness much longer than that. Some can even hide it for 10 years or longer. Don't ask me how I know. Moving on, here's another single mom looking for a stepdad for her half-rican. But he can't be a single father himself and must be 6 feet tall and make six figures. The delusions out there are wild. You never know if they're real posts or if they're just made up. I used to think they were fake, but being in Florida and looking on Tinder, I see a lot of women with profiles that look exactly like this. And you know they're hoping to find a guy like that too. Number 7, Tom Lee's Ethereum portfolio is down $5.6 billion. So when do you think the banks will call in his loans? I even heard that they're taking bets on Polymarket that he's going to leave the country. I guess he didn't leave yet. This douche canoe was telling everyone that Bitcoin would go up to 200 grand and didn't see a crash. And the Bitcoin permabulls bought the story and are still holding. I sold around 110 and will hopefully buy back around 35 to 40k. As for Tom, he took the idea of holding to zero way too seriously. Up next, why are men attracted to women with body types like this these days? Either because they like them big or because they have no other choice. This is a junior land whale compared to the beluga-sized babes I keep seeing on Tinder in Florida. After all, society's gone so obese that this is now no longer considered fat. It's probably so bad out there that even poor black men wouldn't be with her because she's too small for them. Just kidding. Number 9, look, it's the oldest trick in the book. Companies be making $5 billion in profits, and all they do is give you some free pizza to encourage you to work harder, and it works. Even I fell victim to this when I was working in television, and this gave me PTSD from those days. They would literally cater pizza and burgers for every episode that we filmed. And of course, they only limited us to 3 or 4 pieces total. Moving on, here's your weekly reminder that almost half of women aged 25 to 44 will be single by 2030. Probably more. They're probably single because they've run through many a train. This also shows everyone just how MGTOW has grown over the last 10 to 15 years, even with MGTOW channels and websites being banned and demonetized. It's okay, they won't die alone. Their cats will keep them company and then eat them when they pass. Number 11, these pictures are all AI generated. We're well past the uncanny valley at this point. Imagine putting augmented reality goggles on and projecting this woman or a better looking one onto a doll or robot. It'll be over for real women. And she's consistent from one picture to the next. Soon only fools will replace these real stars with AI, and YouTube will replace YouTubers with AI-generated personalities. content creation and the attention economy are about to die. Up next, all the Commonwealth countries are being wrecked. So much so that Tom Cruise left his £35 million flat empty after an armed gang raided a nearby Rolex store. Looks like Tom Cruise might be far right after all. Just kidding. But seriously, what happens when all the rich people leave London and the UK? Who will pay to support the welfare state and support all the Jeets? To save London at this point, it will definitely be a mission impossible. Number 13 this week says that his company has lost nearly $2 million in only 4 months, paying for 35 parked trucks because he's lost 35 immigrant drivers since the California DMV canceled their driver's licenses. Looks like even California doesn't want to deal with this insanity anymore. Did the drivers scam their way through their exams? Why doesn't he just hire white drivers instead? Sounds to me like the bank should seize all his assets and send him pack in India, because he was using illegal migrant labor. Also, how does he have 35 trucks parked when it says that he only owns 10? Moving on, somebody finally needs to say it, that Zoran Mandini could actually be Jeffrey Epstein's biological son, because his mother was in the most recent leak. The eyebrows and lips look like a match. I'm sick and tired of all the Epstein insanity in news. I'm with Lombard here when he says that it would be great if they would just arrest somebody on the list already. But you know that's never going to happen. The rich and powerful have a way to weasel out of things. Number 15, check this out. They're saying that one of the top 5 films ever directed by a woman was The Matrix. They were dudes at the time, but I guess they didn't have many movies on the list. The only ones I watched made by women were Barbie, American Psycho, and 50 Shades of Grey in the theaters. The rest were mostly just animated films and co-directed by both men and women. And for some reason, the original Wayne's World was also directed by a woman. Up next, Indians getting Canadian citizenship believe that they're just as Canadian as Canadians. I don't mind Indians if they assimilate, and I've worked with many who assimilated back in the 2000s, and some while I was growing up. It's the ones that don't do that I have a problem with. But imagine if a white man went to India, I can't imagine why anyone would actually want to visit there and get citizenship, and says he's just as Indian as the Indians. Everyone would laugh in his face. Besides, he can only be a full Indian if you use the street as your toilet. Number 17, I'm sick and tired of paying tax to support people working symbolic government jobs like the Governor General of Canada. And recently, Mary Simon here gave herself a raise to $400,000 a year, plus travel benefits as well as staff. She also looks like she's been getting rounder. Probably too many catered meals. She spent $93,000 on them. Canada also has to appoint a Senate, which is mostly filled with people Justin Trudeau selected. And they can block conservative bills one day, and they get paid for doing little to nothing. It's all symbolic. Moving on, looks like there wasn't a white Christmas in Boston last year as the mayor excluded white folks from a Christmas party. Whites in America got rid of segregation for minorities, and how do minorities repay this? By bringing segregation back. If this continues, whites will live in gated communities guarded by Terminator robots in the future, while everyone else lives in the slums around them. This is also ironic considering that she has a Caucasian husband and kids. Number 19, people are terrified that AI is about to become conscious. Meanwhile, the human brain uses 12 watts of energy, while an AI system uses 2.7 billion watts to do the same. I don't know about you, but it looks like we might be safe for a while still. I see AI as an extension of human labor, thought, and memory. As Marshall McLuhan once said, that all technology we build is just an extension of the human body. Plus, AI just mimics us and doesn't innovate yet either. Up next, the government of Canada wants to get the banks and pension funds involved in building affordable housing. But I don't think they want to become slumlords for buildings full of Jeets. The real estate market in Canada is dying, and nothing is being built right now. So without housing supply, you can't flood the country with immigrants, and the young skilled professionals wind up leaving. I prefer being a digital nomad to living in Canada. It's the same cost in the States and the weather is much better. The government wants to bankrupt pensioners to bring Jeets in. Elbows up, boomers. Number 21, now that Australia has blocked kids under 16 from social media apps, what will young teenager women do for attention? This is being done so that you have to give up your ID to use social media as an adult, and has nothing to do with the children's. In a way, it's going to make things worse for kids because it gives their teachers a few more years to indoctrinate them before they can go online and red pill themselves. Once I stop producing content, I'm going to stop using social media entirely. Moving on, here's what happens in many exclusive African-American neighborhoods in blue cities, where shoplifting is perfectly legal. Remember, everyone, that if you aren't serving fast food behind bulletproof plexiglass, then you ain't living in a diverse neighborhood. They even have the socks locked up at Targets. They really will steal anything except for books and sunscreen. Next year for Black History Month, post things like this because it'll ruin it. Number 23, meet this Russian model, Ruslana Koroshnova. She visited Epstein's Island and 2 years later she jumped from her 9th floor apartment in New York. Jumped is code for the way that the CIA gets rid of people in the least suspicious way. They even found her on the ground and her hair had been cut and the evidence pointed to her being thrown off. Maybe it was punishment for giving Bill Gates an STD. He might have been out for revenge. Up next, Brazil is the place where people take the most showers, with one every 12 hours on average, because it's hot and humid, and you'd feel sticky all day if you didn't. The humidity here in Florida is now around 60, and it softens my skin. I prefer the humidity so long as it's not too hot at the same time. If only the Indian people in Canada would shower as much as Brazilians, then taking public transit might actually be bearable. Number 25 and the last one, what will the Kardashians be remembered for? Probably for being obsessed with plastic surgery. Either that or for normalizing being a 304 in America. Also, what a world when a 70-year-old mother looks younger than many of her daughters. But I don't think anyone will remember them in 30 years because they haven't done anything great for humanity. All they've done is make money and play out their narcissistic fantasies. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.